Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
One of my favorite passages from all of Scripture comes from Proverbs chapter 3, and chances are, if you've been around the Bible a while, maybe it's one of your favorites as well. Listen to some of these verses. They're so powerful, I wish I could read the whole chapter, but he says in Proverbs 3, starting in verse 1, "My son, do not forget my teaching, but have your heart comply with my commandment, for length of days and years of life and peace they will add to you. Do not let kindness and truth leave you. Bind them around your neck, write them on the tablet of your heart, so you will find favor and a good reputation in the sight of God and the sight of man. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord. Turn away from evil, and it will be healing to your body and refreshment to your bones." Again, I could go on and on and on, but one of the things I love about this passage is there's no destination. In other words, there's not one specific destination that the writer of Proverbs is talking to his children about. Instead, he's talking about the journey that they're on. And I was thinking about that today as I was talking with a great friend about this idea that a lot of times when people think about their lives, oftentimes they're looking for this one big aha moment. It's almost like we think knowing the will of God and experiencing the will of God and living in the best of God is a one-time event. We think it's a destination. It's a location we're trying to locate. It's a destination we're trying to get to. It's a doorway we're trying to walk through. But the truth is, when you start looking at Scripture, and especially in Proverbs, when you're thinking about wisdom, or when you back away and think about God's plan and God's will, it's less about a destination. It's less about one specific location that you try to get to. Instead, it is more about the journey. And so when you read Proverbs 3, none of these things stick out as one-time events, but they're talking about daily things that we choose to do. When he says, "Don't forget my teachings, but comply with my commandments," that's something small that we do daily. Or when he talks about in verse 3 to be kind and to be truthful, those are small things that we do daily. When he says, "Trust in the Lord and don't lean on your own understanding," that's something to be done daily. In other words, oftentimes us experiencing wisdom, oftentimes us experiencing God's will and God's best is less about a one-time aha, over-the-top moment, and it's more about putting our left foot in front of our right foot every single day, taking small steps and doing them well. It reminds me of when I was in basic training at the Lackland Air Force Base in Texas so many years ago. It was a summer day and so hot, and when we would march together, you would have that drill sergeant yelling out, "Left, left, left, right, left, 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 right, left." And together, our little squadron marching around, left, 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 right, left. They weren't big steps, they weren't major steps, but by doing that consistently, we arrived at the destination. So I want to encourage you today, instead of looking for that big aha moment, if you've got a big decision, instead of trying to find, God, what is your specific dream for this thing, what would happen if you and I would just say, you know what, as best as I can, today I'm just going to put my left foot in front of my right foot, left foot in front of my right foot. I'm going to keep taking small steps, but I'm going to do them well, remembering God's teaching, staying committed to kindness and truth, trusting God and not trying to figure it out myself, and allowing him today to make my path straight. My friend, it's not a one-time event. It's not a one-time destination. It's a journey. And that journey starts with left, 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 right, left. Have a great day, and we'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.